All right, Highland Rebels taking the field. They'll wear the white uniforms tonight, trimmed in the red and the gray. Thayer Bobcats are wearing the green uniform, trimmed in white. And it'll be Jackson Willison along with Lane Grimes and Rowan Spencer back deep to receive for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts, the Bobcat quarterback, is in the middle of the field as the up man at the 30. And the kicker for Highland, number 64, another big offensive lineman. Hayden Lindsay, 6'1", 277. They kick it short, taken by the Thayer Bobcats. That is Mark Spencer, and he brings it out across the 40 to the 42-yard line. So about an 8-yard return on a short kick, and the Thayer Bobcats will have a great field position at their own 42-yard line. Here comes the Thayer Bobcat offense led by the senior quarterback, Landry Pitts. He'll have Jackson and Griffin Willison in the backfield. Lane Grimes, a wideout. And that big offensive line, which really did a nice job last week. Cole Cates, Dalton Nicholson, Brady Justice, Schaefer Mullins, Zach Jones, and, of course, Kyron Magnuson. Bobcats send number 7, Eric Seimer, wide to the far side. And the Bobcats in a, well, they got two receivers on the near side. They're going to pitch it to Jackson Willison, run over the left, cuts it up across the 45 after the 50-yard line, and goes down at about the 50. That's going to be about a 7-8-yard pickup on first down. That's what Coach Billy Weber talked about in the pregame. We got to win first down.
Got to
win first down. So
makes
a good
second
run.
Second and third down a whole lot easier.
Yes, it does, especially when it's second down and a long two. Well, Thayer opens up, little sweep to the left side, short side of the field. Thayer going from right to left. If you want to look at your radio dial, I don't know why anybody would do that, but if you do, they're going from the right to the left, going into the sun here in the first quarter. Sun just about ready to set. Landry Pitts up under center. Lone set back behind him. He gives the ball to Jackson Willison. This time running over the right side. He carries the pile to the 45 all the way down to the 42-yard line. That's another big run. That one picks up about 7 yards and a Thayer Bobcat first down. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. They bring you every Bobcat first down all season long. Bobcats. Two plays and a first down. They're down into Highland territory at the 41-yard line. Willison again, the lone setback. Bobcats with a flanker on the near side. And a man wide out to the near side. Landry Pitts going to turn, pitch it to Willison. Willison cuts up to the 40, 35. Gets over around the tackler and finally taken out of bounds down around the 27-yard line. And that's another big run. That one's going for about 12 yards and another first down for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats. They've got it inside the 30 now. They marked him down really at about the 27. So Thayer with a first and 10 at the Highland 27-yard line. We're going to call it the Red Zone, the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. Bobcats come out, same formation. Willison is the D-back. No, this time it's Griffin Willison. They give it to him up in the middle. No, it's going to be a handoff to the sweep back.
That was Grimes.
That was Grimes, and he's going to carry it down to about the 21-yard line. Well, Thayer, a little bit of trickery there. They handed it to the jet man coming across the formation. And Lane Grimes picks up 2 on the play, and I really like the way Griffin Willison carried out that fake.
I believe that was 5, Dad.
5 yards.
5 yards. You said 2.
Oh, well, second down. It's 2 down and 5 yards to go. That's a Lane Grimes with his first carry of the night. He goes wide to the far side this time. Thayer in a standard split backfield. Tight end on the right side. They're running the option play. They give it to Griffin. No, Landry Pitts is going to keep it. Cuts it up to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! 21-yard touchdown run for Landry Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. Jump on the board. 6-0 with 9:57 to go in the first quarter. That's the way you run an offensive set. Take that opening kick and run it right down the field for the touchdown.
That's how you want to do it every time.
Absolutely. Bobcats will come out here in the swinging gate for the extra point. So Thayer up early. 9:57 on the first quarter clock. And they're going to go for 2 here. Pitts, the quarterback, brings the man in motion. They snap it right to Jackson Willison, and he dives into the end zone for the touchdown.
The swinging gate.
Highland had no idea how to defend that. And that's an extra point conversion, 2-point conversion. Thayer leads it 8-0 with 9:57 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. for your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have already put $50 in the coffers for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, a 21-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts, running the option. Decided to keep it. He had a pitch, man. He could have pitched it and still would have went for a touchdown.
Yeah,
it was no reason to pitch it if you don't have to. And untouched into the end zone, Landry Pitts. Two-point conversion good. Thayer leads it 8-0 with 9:57 to go here in the first quarter. So $50 to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital thanks to Thayer Dental Care. As the Thayer Bobcats will line it up to kick here at the 40-yard line, Kyron Magnuson is set to boot it. Highland Rebels, they've got two men back deep. They've watched the game film. They know the Bobcats don't kick it very deep. And both their deep men are around the 20-yard line. Magnuson comes to the ball, the left-footed kicker. Kicks this one high. It's going to hit, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Highland's going to get it all the way out at the 35-yard line for first and 10. Unless they make the Bobcats kick it over again.
That was a good kick.
That was a good kick.
Went out of bounds.
Yeah, they would have come up and caught it. But he didn't let it bounce. It went out of bounds. All right, here come the Highland Rebels. We can tell you their quarterback is a young man by the name of Wyatt Goodman, a 5'8", 155-pound senior. They'll line up most of the time in a I formation. Peyton Inlow, a 5'9", 172-pound sophomore, will be the fullback. The tailback is Warren Burton, 5'10", 177-pound senior. And it was the illegal procedure call against Thayer on the kick going out of bounds. It'll be Highland Rebel football for the first time tonight. Their wide receiver is a good one, Lyndon Whitlow. Coach Billy Weber talked about him in the coach's corner report. They just like to throw it up and let him go get it. And one of the Bobcat young corners out here on him. They've got a man to the other side. That is Cody Rogers. Eye backfield. Quarterback back up. Straight up. Looking to throw. Throws the ball to the outside. Nice tackle out there.
Field tackle. That's Isaac Seimer.
Eric Seimer. Eric Seimer making the stop. It was a 3-yard gain on first down. So a quick out to the wide out. And Seimer's making the solo tackle out there. Actually, they give him about 2. Marked the ball down to 37. Well, second down and 8 yards to go for the Highland Rebels, wearing the white uniforms, the gray helmets, and the red trim. They've got a lone step back here. 3 receivers in a bunch on the left end. They pitch it. That's the running back, Burton, trying to get to the outside. That's going nowhere. Burton gets hit and finally brought down at about the 39. It'll be about another 2-yard gain on that play. And you talk about gang tackle. Thayer Bobcats gang tackle. Getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Thayer Bobcats was who? Still following that number.
Peyton Mills,
yeah. Peyton Mills and Mean Austin Green, number 5, getting up off the bottom of that pile.
Boy, when he gets going on that defense, he's scary.
He is good. Third down and 6 here. Highland Rebels, their first possession of the night. Lewis Bosman Field. Come out in the eye. Got a flanker on the near side. He goes in motion. That is Robinson. And we get an illegal procedure call going to come here against the Highland Rebels. Somebody moved early. And that will not sit well with Coach Clay Wiggins, a legend in high school football in the state of Arkansas, trying to turn around this Highland Rebel program. And it'll be a 5-yard penalty. Takes the ball back to about the 39-yard line. So third down, and we'll call it a long 10 for the Highland Rebels. 8:40 to go, first quarter. If you joined us late, Thayer Bobcats struck early. Took the opening kick and ran, 4 plays?
Yep.
And scored a touchdown on a 21-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts. Highland comes here. Third down and 10. Send the man in motion to the far side. Quarterback straight up looking to throw the left-hander. Bobcats getting a little pressure on him now. He lets this one go down the field. It's incomplete. Good coverage out there by Grimes, the safety, and Simers, number 7. They tried to get that ball to Lyndon Whitlow. It fell incomplete, and Highland will be forced to punt the football on their first set of downs. So 3 and out for the Highland Rebels here. And the Thayer Bobcat football or offense going to get back out on the field here in this first quarter. Good crowd on hand tonight, but still a lot of time to go in this game if you want to come out and enjoy some Thayer Bobcat football on an absolutely gorgeous night.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't ask for a better.
Couldn't be any better. Well, are they in a punt formation or not? Yeah, now they're going to go. Oh, and it's a terrible partially blocked kick. It's going to hit at the 48, take a Bobcat bounce all the way back into Highland territory at the 47. This is going to go down as an 11-yard punt, but we do have a penalty flag down on the far side of the field. So an 11-yard punt, but to see what the penalty's all about. it's going to be illegal procedure against Highland. I think you take the ball where it's at.
Yeah, I definitely do.
You're in Highland territory. Bobcats, I think, will decline that penalty and take the football, get the offense back out there while they're hot. Bobcats, four plays and a touchdown. A couple of good runs by Jackson Wilson.
Nope, they're going to make them re-kick it.
Are they really?
Yep.
Going to make them re-kick. Wow. Well, they might have got a hand on that one.
They might have.
So they might be thinking maybe we can get a block here. So Bobcats sending the punt return team back out there. Lane Grimes and who is the other one out there? Looking for the
that
number.
Is Rowan
yeah,
Spencer.
Number eight, Brendan Bigger.
Brendan Bigger. Yep.
Nope, number nine. You were right. Number nine, Rowan Spencer. The eight and the nine look a lot alike when you're looking at them sideways.
And so does the two sometimes and the three.
Yeah. So here's Highland. They're going to kick it again. This time a little bit better kick. Going to hit at the 48. Bobcats are going to field it at the 42. Lane Grimes cutting up field. Got some room. He's to the 40. All the way down to the 33 or 37-yard line before he's cut down. But a penalty flag down. Oh, no, that was the beanbag to mark where he caught it. So a good return off the punt. Thayer's going to get it at the 37-yard line. Or do we have a penalty flag down? Well, one official talking to the referee. I think we may have a penalty against Highland here again. Nope. No penalty call. We're going to get an official timeout for a water break. All right, so we're going to get a water break here. 7:44 to go in the first quarter. Thayer leads Highland 8-0. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State area's new beef barn, Mohawk's Dark Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Nettleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Dark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Now there's even more reasons Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell welcome Dr. Don Franklin to their team of highly experienced and trained orthopedists. Dr. Franklin, a sports medicine fellow, looks forward to helping you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments are available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field where the Thayer Bobcats have an early 8-0 lead over the Highland Rebels. Highland with a 3-and-out. Thayer Bobcats with the ball back here at the Highland 37-yard line after a short punt and a good return by Lane Grimes. Grimes is wide to the far side. Man wide near side. Split backs. Pitts looking to throw the football. Going to throw this deep. Grimes has got a step. Makes the catch. Yes, he hung on all the way down at the 5-yard line. Oh, my. What a catch by Lane Grimes, the senior. Had a step on the defender and kind of got his feet tangled up a little bit, but that is a first down all the way down to the 4-yard line. That is a 33-yard completion. Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes and the Bobcats going for the down. I like that call.
That was a good call.
Like that call. They are now with the first and goal to go. First down brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Landry Pitts in shotgun. He's got Griffin Wilson to protect on his left hip. Thayer with two receivers on the far side. Jackson going in motion to hand it to Griffin Willison up the middle, and he's in for the touchdown. Thayer Bobcats right up the gut. Number 22, Griffin Willison with a touchdown with 7:19 to go in the first quarter. Well, Thayer doing it on the ground and in the air tonight. Griffin Willison scores the touchdown. That's another $50 to the kids at St. Jude. Compliments of Thayer Dental Care. Thayer will line up here in the swinging gate. Now they're going to bring everybody over now. They're going to kick this one. Big Zach Jones is your kicker on extra points. And he will tee it up there at about the 10-yard line. Remember, Landry Pitts is the holder. He is the quarterback. There's a snap. He brings it down. Kick is up. And it is no good. Pulled it wide left. After hitting all of them last week, that one goes a little wide left. Well, Thayer Bobcats lead it 14-0 with 7:19 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back to Lewis Bosman with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats with an early 14-0 lead over the Highland Rebels. Thayer, after a great defensive stand, forced Highland to punt. Bobcats scored in two plays after a good punt return. A 33-yard pass down to the 3-yard line, and then a 3-yard touchdown run by Griffin Willison. Here's Magnuson to kick off. This one down the middle of the field. It's going to be caught by the deep man at the 15-yard line. He brings it back out to the 25, gets hit and dropped right there on the 30.
Who was that?
I don't know, but he made a hit. I believe that was 67. Number 7. 67?
67 with the hit.
67, Weston Rogers, and number 7 helped finish it off, Eric Seimer.
Yeah, so. And number 7, Caden Spurlock is returning it.
Yep. All right, so here we go. Highland Rebels with it. Right about where they had it last. Of course, their initial drive started at the 35. They've got this one at the 31. So the Bobcats slowly winning this field position war here at Lewis-Bosman tonight, too. Highland quarterback brings out the his troops. They come out of the huddle. Wyatt Goodman mentioned he is a senior, 2-year starter for the Highland Rebels. He's up under center, got the I-backs behind him, two men in the wide position. Here's a gift to the running back. That is Burton, fumbles the football, and the Thayer, Thayer had it, then they fumbled it, and Highland recovers. Quarterback got back on that ball, but Burton, the tailback, he got popped, and that ball squirted out of there, and luckily Highland was able to recover. It'll be second down and about 3 after a 3-yard loss by Warren Burton, the senior tailback, wearing number 33. Cody Rogers out of the game for Highland. We were told they would switch in and out. Number 7 out there, Caden Spurlock, at wide receiver. And Goodman again in shotgun formation. Going to hand it? No, going to keep it. He's going to get brought down behind the line. Griffin Willison with a sack. Griffin Willison will bring him down. That's a 4-yard loss on the play. It is going to be third down and 16 for the Highland Rebels. Griffin Willison shot the gap, and there was nowhere
was
for the quarterback
like he,
to go.
Almost like he heard that play call.
He was all over it. He was all over it. Bobcats making a few substitutions here. Number 67 coming off the field. That is Weston Rogers. Coach Billy Weber likes to use a lot of those big men up front.
Yes, he does.
Switching them out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Keeping those fresh legs out there. Highland now with a third down and 16. I'm thinking they're probably going to throw the ball to Whitlow. He is wide on the far side. Quarterback and shotgun. Got a man to protect him. And nope, they're going to hand it off. That is Burton, and Burton's hit at the line and brought down at the 26-yard line. It'll be a 1-yard gain. That'll bring up fourth down for the Highland Rebels. Number 33, Burton on the play. Who made that tackle? Because it was instant.
There was about 4 of them.
Yeah. Now they tried to run it on a third down and 16. Didn't get much. Fourth now and 15. And with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats are going to get the ball back here with a chance to put a third score on the board. Highland lines up in kind of an unusual punting scheme. Braden Burns is the punter. He looks like a quarterback in shotgun. And he gets the punt up. Lane Grimes is going to call for the fair catch and make it at the 46-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcats will have it. First and 10, a little better punt that time, covered about 25 yards in the air. Well, Thayer Bobcat offense. They've showed the ability to throw the football tonight, and they've certainly shown the ability to run it.
It's hitting on all cylinders.
It is hitting on all cylinders here before the home crowd at Lewis-Bosman Field. Thayer leads 14-0 with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Landry Pitts getting the play in from the sideline. Jackson and Griffin Willison will be in the backfield. Wide out on the near side is Seimer, number 7. Lane Grimes had the 33-yard catch. On the last possession, it's wide to the far side. This time, the I formation out of the shotgun. We're going to get this one blown dead. Somebody moved early. Looks like we'll have the first penalty of the night against the Thayer Bobcats for an illegal procedure. And no, it's offsides on Highland. Highland jumping offside. So Thayer gets a free 5 yards on that play. That is the second penalty of the night against the Highland Rebels.
It's a hard time for me to get mad at a kid on the defense for going off sides because he's eager.
Yeah, and you know, you can, I mean, even though you're supposed to watch the ball and not go till it snaps, sometimes
that's
it's hard to do.
That, especially when you're this
hungry. When you're a defensive lineman, you got to watch that ball. You don't move till the ball moves. First and five for the Thayer Bobcats again. I formation out of the shotgun. They're going to give the ball to Jackson Willison. Cuts it outside. Crosses the 50 to the 40. He's down to the 35. Cuts it back inside. Still on his feet. Down to the 30-yard line. Jackson Willison with 10, 25 yards on a first down run. On a first and five, he goes for 25. And Willison already having a big night. That's four carries for 52 yards.
I want to point out his brother Griffin out there with a big block on that end.
Yep. You know, they're twins, and they...
They got that telepathy thing.
They got that... that's exactly what I was going to say. They got that ESPN and that ESPN, too.
Yeah. And sometimes the news.
First, and sometimes SportsCenter.
Yeah.
First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats at the 31-yard line of the Highland Rebels. So Bobcats are on the prowl again with 4:40 to go in the quarter. Landry Pitts, the quarterback in shotgun, gives it off to Jackson Willison, runs up in the middle, splits a tackle. He's inside the 20, down to the 22, 23-yard line where they mark him down. Well, that's another, well, about 7 yards on that play for Jackson Willison right up the gap. Boy, he split two defenders.
Yes, he did.
He just kind of had grease on him. He just slid right between them. That's what he can do. He's so powerful.
He's powerful, and you don't realize how well he actually sees the field.
Yeah. And he just ducked his head, went between them. Counting down to the four-minute mark here in the first quarter. Thayer's in the community first red zone of the Highland Rebels. Second down at about three. Running the option play. Pitts stands up now, wanting to throw it. Throws this ball over the middle. Incomplete. Intended out there for Eric Seimer. Couldn't quite make the connection with the sophomore. But, boy, if that pass was on the money and he caught it, he might have run for a touchdown.
He might have.
A little bit of pressure in the backfield. And I like when you run the option. You know, so many times you get the option play, especially in high school, the quarterback never pulls up and throws.
Right.
It's either they keep it or they pit to the pitch man or they give it to the fullback. And that time Landry saying, you know what, I'm going to pull this thing up. I'm going to throw it. Incomplete. It is third down and three for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats with a split backs here. They're going to get a little delay to jet to Griffin Willison. He spins his way down to the 20. Ball comes out. That's recovered by Zach Jones for the Thayer Bobcats, but they marked him. They may mark him down.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they marked him down at the 21. Play will not be enough for a first down. It's going to be fourth down and one for the Thayer Bobcats in the Community First Banking Company red zone. Obviously, Thayer will go for it here. Down to 3.5 minutes to go in a quick first quarter at Lewis Bosman Field. Game started at 7. Sunset was 7:37 today, and the sun's not down yet. So that's a fast first quarter. Bobcats powerhouse, power T formation, double tight set. Landry Pitts on a quarterback sneak is going to get a first down as he dives inside the 20 to the 19-yard line. Well, Thayer needed one. They got two. Landry Pitts right up the middle on the quarterback sneak, and that makes Thayer another first down.
They've already got five on the night.
Already got five. They've already got two touchdowns and threatening to score a third here, first and 10 at the 19-yard line. They are in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Highland Rebels. They line up here in shotgun. Two backs behind Landry Pitts, the senior quarterback. He fakes the handoff one way, goes the other way. Jackson Willison got a blocker in front. He's down to the 10 and spun down at about the 19-yard line, or the 9-yard line. That's going to be another 9 yards on the carry for Jackson Willison and the Thayer Bobcats. And you know, Coach Weber, if you folks listened to the Coach's Corner report, the Moark Coach's Corner, Coach Weber said, we got to win on first down. And so far tonight, they are winning on every first down.
Yes, they are.
Offensively and defensively. Bobcats letting the play clock run down. Now they break the huddle with 12 seconds on the play clock. Landry Pitts in empty backfield. Thayer with five wideouts on the field. And bringing a man in motion across the front of the formation. Gives a handoff to Simers. And Simers, what a play.
It was a good play.
What a play by number 55.
65
for the Highland Rebels. Joe Child, 6'1", 198-pound senior. He had a blocker on him, and he has reached out with one hand and caught Simers and took him to the ground.
Yes, he did.
That was a good defensive play by the Highland Rebels.
Ended up taking them both down.
Yeah, he did. That'll back it up about 5 yards. Just third down and six. Inside the 15-yard line, about the 14. for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down to a minute and a half to play in this first quarter. Landry pits up under center. Bobcats in the split backfield. Tight end on the near side. Double wide. Pitch. Long signal count. Straight up looking to throw. Throws over the middle. Pass is caught by Simers inside the five at the two-yard line. And a first down. And what a throw and what a catch. That was Simers, number seven, making the catch for the Thayer Bobcats. Eric Simer, a sophomore, and play what goes from the...
About 13 yards.
Yeah, about 13 yards on the play. And another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats for the second time have it first and goal to go inside the five-yard line. Pitch up under center, split backs. Willison and Willison, double wide set. Tight end on this near side again. Pitt's going to turn around, hand the ball off to Jackson Willison. He dances his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Jackson Willison with the touchdown. That'll be his first touchdown of the night. And with 47 seconds to go in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats lead it now by a score of 20-0. The extra point still to come. Another impressive drive for the Thayer Bobcats.
That was.
Throwing the ball.
Easy.
And that pass on that third down play.
It was a rocket.
I mean, it did look like he was pitching to Barry Bonds. He threw a strike. And Simers made a beautiful catch. Well, Thayer here they're gonna set it down. They're gonna kick the extra point. Zach Jones, the kicker. Ball is back. Kick is up. It is no good. Zach Jones misses that one wide right. So that'll remain 20-0. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Highland Rebels. 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, everything is back to normal in the land of the Thayer Bobcats. They're coming in with an 0-1 record after getting beaten their season opener last week, but they have come in and they have dominated the Highland Rebels here in the first quarter. Still a lot of football to play, and this is the Highland team that scored 40 points last week in their game against Walnut Ridge, but Thayer leads it now 20-0. With 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Highlands set to receive the kick. Kyron Magnuson's got it teed up on the 40-yard line. Bobcat kick cover team. Magnuson comes to it, kicks it along the ground. Going to be taken by one of the up end. Ball loose and finally covered up by the Highland Rebels at the 35-yard line. Number 8, Jaden Henderson making the recovery for the Highland Rebels. Henderson, a 5'8", 135-pound sophomore, covered that one up. And Highland got a first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. No first downs in this first quarter for the Highland Rebels. Bobcat defense has been stout. They have not allowed them much of anything offensively.
1 yard.
1 yard total offense for Highland here in the first quarter. 45 seconds to go. Goodman, that quarterback, the lefty, the senior, comes out. He's got... back on his right side, he hands it off to him. That's Burton. Burton spins his way up near the 40 before he's hit. And he'll be brought down right there as they blow that play dead. They're going to mark him in forward progress at the 40-yard line. So about a 4-yard pickup for Burton. Warren Burton, number 33 for the Highland Rebels. Landry Pitts coming up, make a tackle. And others there, Bobcats out there as well. So second down and a short 6 or a long 5. We're down to 20 seconds to go. In the first quarter, Highland may not run another play here. Down to 15 seconds remaining. They're still in the huddle, and Coach says, we're going to wait it out. So at the end of one quarter play, Thayer Bobcats lead the Highland Rebels 20-0 here at Lewis Bosman Field. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat football on the original home for Bobcat sports, the Ecom Sports Network. We'll be back with your second quarter in 1 minute.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyke, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We have a new goal we're trying to reach before the end of September, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last, so stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And here at Lewis Boffman Field, the Thayer Bobcats with a 20-0 lead over the Highland Rebels at the end of one quarter of play. And our second quarter coming up, we're getting word the West Plains Zizzlers all over Springfield Hillcrest up in the Queen City, 21-0.
And the legend Coach Harry over at Mountain Home with the Bombers up 7-6 on Harrison in the second.
And the Highland Rebels are going to throw the football, and the Bobcats have sacked the quarterback all the way back at the 36-yard line. I think it was Zach Jones made the stop. No, number 67 for Thayer got the sack. That is Weston Rogers. Weston Rogers got in there making a sack. A loss of 4 yards on the play. So it'll be third down and 9 now for the Highland Rebels as we open play here in the second quarter. Goodman, the quarterback, comes up. He is in shotgun formation. He's got Burton on his right side. Two receivers on the near side, one on the far side. You would think a passing down here for the Highland Rebels, who have not been able to run it at all tonight on the Thayer Bobcats. Goodman. He's also got a flanker on the near side. I'd watch that guy. Goodman, long time waiting here. Now they wind the play clock. Highland in shotgun. Bobcat defense back in pass prevent. Bobcats hit the quarterback as he let it go, and the ball's going to fall incomplete out around the 50-yard line. Kid can throw it pretty good. Bobcats had a beat on him. That was Peyton Mills who came around the end and just got a paw on him as he let it go. The pass falls incomplete. Highland will be forced to punt, and Thayer should get great field position right here.
They should, unless Highland sneaks one in on them.
They could do that. Fourth and 9 for the Highland Rebels. They'll be in punt formation here. Number 5, Braden Burns, who's the backup quarterback, so keep an eye on that, is back there to punt the ball. Takes a step to the right, kicks it. Good. Lane Grimes is going to field it at the 37-yard line, back to the 40. He's up the sideline, got some room. Lane Grimes across the 50, all the way down to the 37-yard line. Lane Grimes with a good return of the punt. And the Thayer Bobcats in great field position again at the Highland 37-yard line. So they'll quit kicking it to him before long. That's two good punt returns already, and he was within an eyelash of taking that one to the house. They actually marked him out of bounds at the 39. So Thayer Bobcat offense back out on the field. Willison, and Pitts in the backfield. Magnuson out there tight end right now. And that big Bobcat offensive line, which is doing an outstanding job here tonight. Number 9 going wide to the far side for Thayer. That is Rowan Spencer. And Grimes wide to the near side. Bobcats in the split back formation. Magnuson, the tight end, on the near side. Here's Pitts going to hand it up in the middle. And it's going to be a pickup of about 4 yards on the play. Looks like that was
Griffin
Willison. Bobcat fullback officially picks up 4 yards and a cloud of dust. They gave him forward progress all the way down to the 34. So they get 5 yards.
Give him 11 yards on the night.
11 yards, and a touchdown.
And a touchdown.
11 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer leads it 20-0. Bobcats getting a play in from the sideline. Landry Pitts, who started most of the season last year as a junior after the injury to Jace Haven.
Yeah, and he was only a quarterback for like 6 days before that.
Yeah, and actually went 7-0 as a quarterback. Last week's loss was his first as a varsity quarterback. He didn't like it. Here's a handoff to Griffin Willison again. Griffin going to be hit in the backfield and going to be stopped right there. Who was that? Number 50 knifing in there to make a play for the Highland Rebels.
And Hayden Lindsey got the initial hit off.
That was Kyler Hester, a 5'3", 165-pound junior. He got down around Griffin's ankles and wouldn't let go. So a third down and about 5 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. No gain on that play. And Landry Pitts. Third and five for the Thayer Bobcats. Landry Pitts. Long setback,
Mike,
double wide set.
That was for you, Dad.
Oh, was it?
Yep. Mike Libby, the opponent.
I didn't do anything. Here's Pitts rolling to his right side. Got some pressure, looking to get rid of it. Throws it over the middle. It is caught by Kyron Magnuson at the 20. He's to the 15 and down at the 13-yard line. Kyron Magnuson from the 35 to the 13. That's, what, about 22 yards? 22 yards on the completion. And another great throw from Landry Pitts, and that one was under duress.
That was impressive.
That was a perfect throw to Magnuson, who caught it, stopped, and then turned and took it on down to the 13-yard line. Thayer Bobcats back in the Community First Banking Company red zone, already leading 20-0. And they are looking to put more on the board here in the first half. Landry Pitts will be up under center this time. Jackson Willison and Griffin Willison in the power eye. They're going to turn, give it to Jackson, running over the right side, sees a good hole, cuts down inside the 10. Oh, did he just lay a hit on a defender. He goes down at about the 9-yard line, 8-yard line, actually. So 5 yards for Jackson Willison on the run. I mean, he saw there was nowhere else to go, and he said, I'm not getting hit. I'm going to deliver the hit.
Yeah, that's how you want to play some football.
That is outstanding. Second down and 5 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, he laid, you could hear it.
Yeah, you don't want to be the hit E.
No, if you're going against Jackson Willison, you do not want to be the hit T. Number 9 going wide to the far side, Rowan Spencer for Thayer. Grimes wide to the near side, split backfield. Here to give to Griffin. Griffin turns up to the 5-yard line, breaks free, and into the end zone for the touchdown. From 8 yards away, Griffin Willison with his second touchdown of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. A little counterplay to the fullback. And the Bobcats, with their fourth touchdown of the first half, that makes it 26-0 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. We'll see what the Bobcats do here. They scored a two-point conversion on their first touchdown, running the swinging gate. And now they're going to call them all over. They're going to kick it again.
That's 19 yards, two touchdowns on four carries.
For Griffin Willison. That's pretty efficient. That's pretty efficient. This touchdown coming with... Again, 9:04 to go. Here's the kick. This one is up. That one looks good. And it is. Zach Jones hits the extra point. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it 27-0 with 9 minutes to play in the first half. We'll be back with a kick at Lewis Bosman Field in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, it's been all Thayer Bobcats here at Lewis Bosman in the home opener for the Thayer Bobcats. They lead the Highland Rebels 27-0. Two touchdowns in the first half for Griffin Willison. That last one, a 9-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. And Thayer leads it 27-0. Still 9 minutes to go in this first half. And the Thayer Bobcat defense has yet to give up a first down to the Highland Rebels here in the first half.
Looks like they've got 2 yards of total offense.
2 yards of total offense. Bobcats with a couple of sacks here in the first half. So they're clicking on all cylinders here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field. And the home crowd, pretty excited. Here's Kyron Magnuson, puts foot into it, kicks it. Ball is taken at the 25-yard line. Return man trying to find somewhere to go. Bobcats knock him down at about the 34-yard line. I go with number Robertson on the carry that time. Gage Robertson, I believe, for the Highland Rebels. So here come the Thayer Bobcat defense back on the field. They got to be feeling pretty good about what they've gotten done here so far tonight.
But you got to keep a level head.
You do. You got to play. You know, we talked about that last week. You got to play every down because remember what happened last week. Thayer had a 14-7 lead under a minute to go. and Hayti moved the ball down the field and scored a touchdown to tie that game. And I still think that was the turning point in that entire game last week. Thayer never played the same after that. And Highland came out in the second half, fired up after scoring with no time left in the first half.
Yep.
Here come the Highland Rebels in the I backfield. Goodman, the quarterback, turned. Going to give it to his tailback. That is Burton right up the middle. Bobcats hit him at the line. He still powers it out across the 40 to the 41-yard line. Good hard run for Burton, senior tailback. And got it out to about a 5-yard pickup. So Burton with a nice run on first down for the Highland Rebels. That might be one of their better runs of the night. Burton.
Yeah, he had 5 yards on that one.
Yeah, Burton with a nice run right up the gut at the Thayer Bobcat defense. Second down and a long 5. And Highland going to snap it again, give it to Burton, run over the right side. This time he gets hit. He'll only pick up about 2. He ran into a wall about 2 yards over the line of scrimmage that time. Led by Peyton Mills for the Thayer Bobcats. I mean, he laid a smack down on him. It'll be third down and about 2 yards to go for the Highland Rebels. Bobcats with Mills up there on that front line. Peyton Mills. Also number...
Zach Jones.
Yeah, Zach Jones up there on the nose, and number 67, Weston Rogers. They've gone most of the way here tonight on that front 3 for Coach Billy Weber and that 3-4 defense. Third down and a long 2 for the Highland Rebels. Bobcats got everybody up in the box. Here's to give to Burton. Burton powers it up, and he won't get there. He's brought down right on the 35-yard line. So a fourth down and a yard to go now for the Ava Bears. I'm the Ava Bears. Where'd that come from?
Highland Rebels.
Highland Rebels.
They're going to bring the chains on and measure that one.
Oh, yeah, they gave him a pretty good spot. The side judge marked it right on the 45, and they put it all the way up at the 46. I think this may be a first down.
It looks like it might be. We're right in line with it.
It looks like
2 inches of the football is over it.
Well, yeah, 4 officials taking a look at it, and now they're going to bring on the chains. I'm going to say this is going to be the Highland Rebels' first down of the game.
I believe so, and it's a dramatic one.
I don't know about that, but he got a pretty good spot. No, he didn't make it. It is fourth down and about 3 inches. Yeah, about 3 lengths of the chain. Fourth. If you're Highland Rebels, you're down 27-0. Ball's near midfield. I think you've got to go for it here. They're sending number 75 onto the field defensively. That is Zach Jones. Number 56, Dalton Nicholson coming out. So fourth down, I'd look for the quarterback sneak right here. Wyatt Goodman. He'll be up under center. Got a tailback behind him. That is Burton. Highland on a 4th and 1. They got the first down. Yeah, the quarterback sneak is going to go for about 2 or 3 yards. Actually, about 4 yards. So the quarterback Goodman on the sneak will pick up the first down. The first down of the first half for the Highland Rebels comes with 7:17 to go here in the second quarter. Say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, along with Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, Langley Animal Clinic of Thayer, and the First Baptist Church in Mammoth Spring. 1st and 10, Highland Rebels quarterback going to give it on a pitch to Burton, trying to get outside. Bobcats had a hand on him in the backfield. He breaks the tackle and gets out across the 40, inside the 40, to the 38-yard line. That's a 12-yard run for Burton. So Burton turned on the afterburners when he got on that corner. That time the Bobcat defensive end didn't get out and get containment on that play.
And then he fell down.
Yeah, that was a good play there by the Highland Rebels. I would probably call that one again. That's the 2nd first down on consecutive plays for the Highland Rebels. They're inside the Bobcat 40 at the 39-yard line. 1st and 10. Number 5, Braden Burns goes wide to the far side. Their big wide receiver, Lyndon Whitlow, is wide to the near side. They're going to give it to Burton, running up in the middle. Burton's going to get hit at the line, stood up, and that'll be all she wrote. He'll pick up about a yard on that play. Number 33, Warren Burton. Bobcats making a big stop in the middle. Landry Pitts getting up off the pile along with Kyron Magnuson and Mean Austin Green. When that trio gets a hold of you, you're not going much further.
And you know you've been hit. Most of them usually get up slow.
Yeah, exactly. 2nd down and 9 yards to go now for Highland. They break the huddle with 17 seconds to go on the play clock. 6:15 to go in the first half. Nice looking drive here for the Highland Rebels. High backfield behind Goodman, the quarterback. He's up looking to throw. He's going to arch this one up in the air. The pass is going to be caught. No, it's dropped down around the 20-yard line. Number three, Gage Robinson, got open out there and just couldn't quite bring it in. He had both hands on it, but as he went to the ground, the ball came out. So Robinson couldn't make the catch. That'll bring him a third down and about 9 yards to go for the Highland Rebels.
That was a pretty ball thrown by Whitey.
It was.
There.
It was. That's a good ball and thrown right where he needed to throw it. Receiver just couldn't quite bring it in.
That's how you teach them to throw those little out routes.
I want to remind you, coming up at halftime, be sure and join us for the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Gary King from the Thayer Alumni Association is going to get a word or two for us about the homecoming coming up in a couple weeks. Third down and 9 for the Highland Rebels. Goodman rolling to his right. Still looking. Now get some pressure. Let this ball go over the middle. It is going to be incomplete. He got all kinds of pressure back there by the Thayer Bobcat D-line, led by Big Zach Jones. And that ball will fall incomplete. It'll be fourth down.
You know, when you're left-handed and you're rolling to your right, it's hard to throw. But
it really is.
Those big defenders in your face, it's really hard to throw it.
And actually, it wasn't Zach Jones. Actually, it was Peyton Mills and
Nicholson.
Dalton Nicholson for the highlight for the Thayer Bobcats back there put pressure on it. Cody Rogers out of the game. Number 7, Caden Spurlock checks in for Highland. Got another one coming in. It is fourth down and about 9 yards to go with 5:53 to go in the first half. Highland, they're going to go for it. Ball at the 38-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Goodman back looking to throw. Bobcats get pressure. He lets this one fly down the middle. Great coverage, and a catch is made, but he was out of bounds. I think the ball came out, too, but that was with a... If he could have got a foot down, that would have been one of the best catches I've seen in a while.
Yeah, good play by the defender there.
It was. Bobcat got good coverage down there by number 7. That is Eric Simon, number 9.
Number 9.
Was it Rowan?
Yeah.
All right, Rowan Spencer on the coverage.
Not bad for a sophomore defender.
Not bad for a sophomore against a bigger receiver. And that will mean Thayer Bobcat football. Thayer takes over on downs as Highland couldn't complete the long one on a fourth down and 9. And with 5:47 to go in the first half, Thayer looking for a fifth touchdown here in the half. Bobcats lead it 27-0. Been all Bobcats here in this first half. And Landry Pitts will come out here in shotgun formation. He's got Griffin Willison on his right side. Bobcats with 4 wideouts, and now they bring a man in motion. Going to hand it to the motion man. That is Jackson Willison. Cuts it up to the 40. Cuts it back inside to the 45. Breaks the tackle across the 50 to the 46-yard line. That's 15 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Jackson Willison. Jackson now up to 83 yards. 83 yards on 10 carries tonight for Jackson Willison. Bobcat All-State candidate. Had 124, I believe it was, last week.
Yeah,
in the loss,
154. I believe it was 154,
and Griffin had 124. That's right. Bobcats had 2 backs over 100 yards in the loss to Hayti. That would make Jackson Willison a definite All-State candidate right now. First and 10, Thayer at the Highland 46-yard line. Grimes goes in motion. They hand it to him on a jet sweep, trying to get to the outside. Got a good block. Now cuts it back in. Carries it down to the 40-yard line before he's brought down. That's going to go as a 6-yard pickup on the jet sweep for Lane Grimes. So Thayer going deep in the playbook. Actually giving about 6 on the play. So Lane Grimes, he's carried it a couple of times effectively here tonight for Coach Billy Weber's Thayer Bobcats.
Yep, he's got 11 yards on the night and a big catch on the sideline.
Yeah, it was a huge catch, a 33-yard completion. Set up the Bobcats' first touchdown of the game. Second down and 4 for Thayer as they break the huddle. They bring Kyron Magnuson wide to the near side. Bobcats in shotgun formation again. There goes Jackson in motion. They're going to hand it to him, trying to get outside. He cuts it up inside. Of course he did. And he gets down to the 35-yard line. It's going to be a 5-yard pickup, but a penalty flag thrown in the area of holding, and that's what it'll be. That'll be the holding call. First major penalty we've had on either team tonight. We've had an illegal procedure and a offsides. Both those were against Highland.
Yeah, for the most part, penalty-free.
Thayer had been penalty-free until this one. It's a hold right in the middle of the field. So instead of first and 10 down at the 35, Thayer's going to have it second and, what, about 12? Second and 12 from the 49. First half action here from Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats leading 27-0 with 4:21 to go in this first half. 20 seconds on the play clock as the Bobcats go to the huddle. Second down and 12. I think it'd be a good time for a tight end down the seam.
I was just thinking that.
And we've got one out there. And the Bobcats have three receivers in a bunch on the right end. They turn, pitch it to Willison. Oh, and he fumbled the ball and then get right back on it. Willison, with nobody around, just dropped the football, but he got right back on it. It'll be no gain on the play. It's still third down and 12 for the Thayer Bobcats. And that play, with all those guys out in front blocking, that thing had the possibility to go to the house.
Yeah.
Willison just took his eye off the ball a little bit and just didn't hang on. So no gain on the play. Third down and 12 for the Thayer Bobcats. Next week, the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles come to town. Bobcats will open. Bobcats will open the SCA portion of their season. They come out here in a single setback, and we're going to get a whistle. And Bobcats use too much time. It'll be delay a game on the Thayer Bobcats. That'll back them up five more. Maybe we're going to pad the stats here a little bit. That'll back them up five. So Thayer, maybe a little lack of concentration on this particular possession.
When you get up 27-0, you do tend to lose a little focus.
Well, and, you know, they're starting to get tired. It's a muggy night here tonight.
It is.
And we're down to 3 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer now, three receivers on the far side, two on the near side. Pitts in shotgun formation on the third down and 18. Quick out, going to go to Jackson Willison. Catches it at the 50. Spins to the 45. Still on his feet, down to the 39. And he'll pick up about seven on the play, but it's going to bring up a fourth down and about a long seven to go for the first down. And with the ball being where it is, Thayer's going to go for it. I don't have any doubt in my mind. They will go for it here with 2:36 to go in the first half. They do not send on the punting unit. Fourth and seven. Looks like they're lining up the same formation. Three receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Landry Pitts, the quarterback, on a fourth down. Straight back, got some time, steps up in the pocket, throws this one. Complete to Jackson Willison for a first down. Still on his feet to the 10, 5, touchdown. Jackson Willison fights out of a tackle at the 20-yard line, spins to the 15, and then runs into the end zone with his second touchdown of the night.
43 yards.
43-yard touchdown play from Landry Pitts to Jackson Willison on a fourth and seven. And the Thayer Bobcats have gone up 33-0 over the Highland Rebels. We've still got 2 minutes to go in the first half.
Probably 23 of those yards were after the catch.
He caught it right about the 20-yard line. So about 20 yards after the catch. That was a beautiful run. And had a defender there trying to make a tackle. He just fought out of it. Oh, Thayer with a bad snap on the extra point try. Now they're going to run the fire drill. Landry Pitts trying to get to the pylon. Did he? And we're going to get a call, and nobody saw it.
It says touchdown.
Yeah, I think the one on the far side says it's good. So the extra point try is good. Bobcats had to run a fire. No, they're going to say no.
One official says yes, one says no.
Wow, so the two-point conversion is no good. And with 2:11 to play in the first half, Thayer Bobcats lead the Highland Rebels 33-0. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
We see the potential of what you can do right here in West Plains, of the business you're growing, the home you're buying, and the family you're raising. That's why we're growing with you. Visit our new Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard and see all the ways we offer flexible solutions that fit you. Whether it's Alton, Thayer, West Plains, or any area we serve, we're invested in your success. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
It's 33-0, Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Highland Rebels here as we approach halftime at Lewis Bosman Field. It's been all Bobcats. That final, that last score coming on a 43-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Jackson Willison. And Willison running the last 20 for the touchdown. A beautiful throw again. Landry had been right on the money throwing the football tonight. Here Magnuson puts the left foot into it, kicks it down, but it's going to be blown dead. We're going to get offsides, it looks like, against the Thayer Bobcat kickoff team. So they'll back him up five, and they'll do it again. Thayer leading 33-0. That touchdown play coming on a fourth down and seven. And I mean Landry threw a strike to Jackson Willison, who scores his second touchdown of the night. Pitts with a 21-yard run. Griffin Willison with two touchdowns, and Jackson Willison now with two touchdowns. So been a nice variety. Bobcats have completed a couple of nice passes to Grimes. Willison's up over 80 yards rushing in the first half.
Yep.
Been a big night for Bobcat offense. The defense has been even better.
Out to make a statement.
Yes, they are. 33-0 at the half. Well, close to the half. Highland will have some time here to score. And here's the kickoff again. Going to be taken by the deep man down around the 25-yard line. He'll bring it out to the 35. Gets hit right there and down at about the 34. Some Highland Rebels going to bring out the offense again. Not much shaking for the Highland Rebel offense here tonight.
About 20, 30 yards.
30 yards in offense in the first half.
22 yards with one first down.
And Burton has got, 28 yards on
eight
carries.
Yep.
First and 10 for the Highland Rebels at their own 40-yard line.
They started getting it going last possession.
Yeah, and then the defense stepped up.
Yeah.
Here we go. Wyatt Goodman in their quarterback, the left-handed senior. They've got the I-backs, Burton and company. They're going to give it to the second man through. That is Burton trying to break one over the right tackle. And still powers it all the way out to the 45-yard line. Now mark him down for 44. But Burton picks up 4 yards on the play on a first down. Minute 52. The clock is running here in the first half at Lewis Bosman Field. Again, coming up on the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report. Gary King going to join us to talk about the alumni activities that are set for homecoming in 2 weeks. Yep, September 24th will be homecoming Friday.
Be here before you know it.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Second down, actually 3 weeks, but who's counting? Third or second down at about 6. Here's a give to Burton again. Burton gets hit in the backfield, and it's going to be down right there. Peyton Mills with a beautiful arm. No, I'm sorry. That is Griffin Willison, number 22, making the stop. And mean Austin Green came to help him out. So that'll be no gain on the play to the 45-yard line. There, Bobcat defense trying to stand tall here. We're down to a minute 6 to go in the first half. Also coming up on the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report, Mike Robertson back in the Sports Center. He'll have scores from some of the other games around the area. We knew West Plains was winning big at Hillcrest early. And we'll check on other games around the region as well. Third down and 5 for the Highland Rebels. Goodman up under center. I-backs behind it. He turns, gives it to Burton, running over the right again. He's got a little bit of room. And he gets out near the 50-yard line. He'll pick up a first down down to the Bobcat 45. So Highland just lining up in that power eye and just going. Griffin Willison again getting up off the bottom of the pile for the Thayer Bobcats. So a first down on a 6-yard pickup. Clock still running down to 35 seconds to go. You know, if I'm Highland, I got nothing to lose right now, down 33-0. I'm going to throw this thing down the field.
I'm going for gold.
I'm going to get a touchdown right here. They're going to line up in the I formation again. Goodman with 23 seconds. Takes the snap. Straight back looking to throw. He's looking for his big man on the far sideline. That ball is going to be knocked away. What a play by Lane Grimes.
Wow.
Grimes went up high in the air and got a big mitt on that ball and knocked it down. A pass intended for Lyndon Whitlow, and he was well covered.
He didn't have a step on him, though, on the defender.
He did on the defender.
Grimes came out of nowhere.
But Grimes came out of center field and just misjumped or mistimed his jump, I think. He wanted to pick that ball off.
Yeah.
Well, he mistimed the jump just a little bit. Clock stops with 15 seconds to go. Second down and 10, Highland. And they're going to give it to Burton, run it up in the middle. This time he's stacked up just across the line. He's going backwards. Big Zach Jones got his mitts on him. And it'll be about a 2-yard pickup, and that'll be the final play of the first half. Our score at Lewis Bosman Field, Thayer Bobcats 33, Highland Rebels nothing. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with your Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, Tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer. When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Gary King of the Thayer Alumni Association about homecoming activities coming up here. But first, let's get Statman Adam working on the first half stats for you. I'll run down the scoring here. Thayer Bobcats lead at 33-0 over the Highland Rebels at the intermission. Bobcats won the toss. They took the football, and they marched it right down the field. Four plays. And with 9:57 to go in the first quarter, Thayer hit a 21-yard touchdown run by Landry Pitts, running the quarterback option right. And Landry with the touchdown and the two-point conversion, Thayer led at that point 8-0. Thayer held the Highland Rebels to a three and out, got the ball back, marched it right down the field, and Griffin Willison scored on a 3-yard touchdown run. That was after a beautiful pass play to Lane Grimes, a 33-yard completion down to the 3-yard line. Willison scored on the next play. We weren't even 5 minutes into the first quarter, and Thayer up 14-0. And they weren't done in the first quarter with 47 seconds left on the first quarter clock. Jackson Willison, a 3-yard touchdown run right up the gut. Thayer led it 20-0 as the extra point was no good. In the second quarter, Thayer goes down and scores with 9:04 to go in the first half. It was Griffin Willison, a 9-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good, made a 27-zip. Neither team scored for about 7 minutes, but Thayer got the ball back, and they hit on a big one. A 43-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Jackson Willison, who took the final 20 yards on his own, ran into the end zone. Extra point was no good. That makes it 33-0, our score here at the half. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. We'll be back. Statman Adam will have your halftime stats, and we'll talk with Gary King from the Thayer Alumni Association. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Caden.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Everybody, it's Redbone, and it is finally fall. Well, sort of. But it's definitely time to start gearing up for the early bow season at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find scents, calls, attractants, cameras, feeders, food plot seed, boots by Muck, Under Armour, and Lacrosse, camo by Nomad, Drake, Under Armour, and more, stands, blinds, and blind chairs. Check out the ammo selection, too. And don't forget the fishing gear at Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And welcome back to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. Stat Man Adams been working on the stats, which are severely lopsided in favor of the Thayer Bobcats. And you would imagine that would be the case. Thayer up 33-0. Adam, how's it look for the first half?
Yeah, it's definitely lopsided, but we'll start with the Highland Rebels. Rushing-wise, they have 39 yards. Of course, Burton actually has 42 yards, but they have a couple negative yards there to add to it. They've got two first downs all on the ground. Passing-wise, Wyatt Goodman is 1-for-7 with 2 yards. Brings their total to 41 yards with two first downs. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats. It's a slightly different story. Rushing-wise, we've got 132 yards total with 4 touchdowns. 5 first downs. Jackson Willison has 82 yards on 11 carries. Landry Pitts passing the football is 5-for-6 with 118 yards. He has 1 touchdown with 2 first downs. That'll bring their totals to 250 yards combined with 7 first downs and 6 touchdowns.
Wow.
That is quite the night at the halftime.
That is quite the night. And the Thayer Bobcats, you know, every one of those touchdowns means $50 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. Donates $50 per touchdown all season long.
Yeah, there's a lot of schools that would like to have 250 yards at the end of a game.
At the end of a game, yeah, and we're just at halftime. And Thayer's spreading it around tonight. And,
yep.
And you know, 250 yards with 33 points doesn't sound like a whole lot. But when you're getting the ball at the 50-yard line every time, because they have good punt return, good kickoff return. So, you know, Thayer, well, they haven't had a kickoff return yet because Highland hadn't kicked it off. But Thayer's have been playing on the short field all night long, and as a result, they lead it 33-0. Are you listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report? I bet you could call Pizza Inn right now and have your pizza delivered by the end of the third quarter. Boy, that'd be good by listening to the end of that game. All right, we're joined now by Gary King from the Thayer Alumni Association. And, Gary, homecoming is coming up before we know it.
Yeah, September 24th, Mike.
That'll be, what, 3 weeks from today?
3 weeks, yep.
3 weeks from today.
September 24th, the alumni, we've decided tonight, down here on the southwest side of the football field, kind of out of the end zone, we're going to have a couple of tents put up with tables and chairs, inviting all the alumni. And anybody who wants to come, Connie Ward, Nina Crace, and staff is going to have a barbecue plate for $10. So we're inviting everybody to come out for that. Homecoming's big this time of year.
Mm.
And we're inviting the ones that come in to park to the west of the concession stand and down by the somewhere where it's more convenient, and they can walk down to the tents. They can sit there and watch the football game, or they can come up through the to the stand. So, but $10 a plate, and we're inviting all to come in because it's still going on. According to Mr. Pitts and the school staff, you know, we got social distancing. It's outside.
Yep.
So we're going to have tables and chairs, maybe some pub tables, and then the barbecue plate, which is barbecue, coleslaw, baked beans, and some kind of dessert and drink. So
for $10.
$10, and anybody who wants to come in, besides alumni, but it's a, you know, homecoming for alumni. And of course, there's it's my 50 year, but due to...
Is it really?
Yeah.
50 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations, Gary.
During the pandemic, things has been, you know, on offbeat, so we're going ahead and having it, you know, and so we're inviting all to come support this because the money and the things go for fundraisers back into school, you know, the scholarships.
Scholarships, yeah.
So we give, you know, different things to the Beta Club, drama department, quiz bowl teams, and stuff like that. So
yeah, and that's something people need to understand is the Alumni Association, they're not just out here supporting football or basketball. They're supporting everything at school.
Exactly. So we want a big support, have a big crowd. You know, we're doing well tonight. What is it, 33-0?
Yeah.
So we expect a big crowd. We got, what, Mountain View Liberty next week, then go to Salem.
Then we go
to
Salem, then we got Houston here for homecoming. Yeah.
Houston here, and so we're expecting a big crowd and expect people to come out and support the Alumni Association and the football team, and $10 a plate, you can't beat that.
All right, now, will that $10, if you are an alum, will that go as your alumni fee for the next year?
Yeah, just we're not turning anybody down.
Okay, very good.
So we invite people to come out and support that and just have good fellowship. Like different classes, different friends can socialize, and they can stay there during the game, you know. So it's a very good thing, and we're going ahead with it.
So. All right, so 50-year reunion for your class. That's always the big deal. How many do you know?
Well,
how many are going
to
be here?
Due to some traveling great distances and with the conditions like they are, we've got very few coming in.
Okay.
So, and they're wanting to maybe due to the COVID thing and everything, so we can understand that. But there's, you know, there'll be a big turnout for different classes.
You know, I think it would be a great idea is some of the folks that are there maybe get on their phones and do a Facebook Live.
Right.
And let people just kind of watch what's going on.
Right, exactly. So,
or do something like that.
And, you know, I'm president of the board. Of course, Brenda Smith's on the board. You know, Megan Pitch, Jade Underwood, Teresa Tillman, Donna Mainprize, Bailey Ekman. So they all work good, and we're planning this and hope to have a good turnout and good crowd. So, and, you know, your wife's going to be involved with this, and Connie Warren and the food staff. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm going to be going over and taste testing the barbecue before they bring it down. Make sure it's good for y'all to eat.
And we're going to start about 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
So, and I think, actually, Connie, we're trying to decide how many to plan for, whether 200, 250, but you always want to have too much, not enough.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
But everyone enjoy, expect everybody to come out and pay the $10, whether you're alumnus or not, and have a good time and socialize and visit and have friends.
Yeah. And, of course, do you know, and we're going to have to go to a break here real quick, but are they going to have the parade?
As of today, they were still deciding on that, but I'm pretty sure they will.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so. That just kind of kicks the day off on the right foot.
You know? Right.
All right, Gary, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, K95, for all the support and everything. And the network that you reach out, that's the reason we want to get here at halftime.
All right, very good. Thank you, Gary. Gary King from the Thayer Alumni Association, September 24th, folks. That'll be homecoming here at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats have made their way back out on the field. They lead the Highland Rebels here in the home opener 33-0. You're listening to the Thayer PCN Halftime Report. We'll be back with more in just 2 minutes. And as a matter of fact, Mike, I know he's working hard there in the Sports Center, trying to gather some of these scores of area games. If you want to give us a minute and then give us some scores and then bring it back, we'll be good to go.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
Well, good evening. This is your PCN of Thayer Halftime Report. Going to update you on some scores from around the area. As Mike said, the Thayer Bobcats right now leading 33-0. West Plains Zizzers are, they are blowing out Hillcrest right now. It is 49-7 with 4 minutes left still in the first half. Zizzers could get 50 by halftime. Right now, Liberty Eagles, the eighth-ranked Eagles, trail Fairgrove 13-8. Willow Springs trailing Marionville 8-0 at last report. Ashgrove beating Kabul 12-6. Ava over Humboldt 28-0. And Mountain Home and Harrison hooked up in a good one. It's 14-14 there. Also Houston leading St. James 6-0. That's the scores we have right now here on your Pizza Inn of Thayer Halftime Report. We're going to take you back out now to Lewis Bosman Field. Mike and Adam, guys.
All right, thank you, Mike. Good job, and not really many surprises there. A couple of good ball games, though, that Fairgrove ranked number 4, and Liberty ranked number 8 in the state, and good ball game there, 13-8, Fairgrove with the lead. Marionville, who is now in Thayer's district, they just lead Willow Springs 8-0. Kabul trailing good Ashgrove ball club 12-6, and Houston 6-0 over St. James. So, yeah, good games going on around here at Lewis Bosman Field. It is 33-0. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. Thayer just come back out on the field. Highland making their way back out. I want to say thanks to your Thayer Bobcat booster at the end. Some of the boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton. The Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius. The Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts. Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service. Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer. Barton Electric of Thayer. The Steak and Shake in West Plains. The Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains. And the Alton Bank. We are going to take another break, and we'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat, Thayer PCN Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new Beef Barn. Mohawk's Dark Yards at the state line, just off US 63 and Nettleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk's Dark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. The four highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries with on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy. They will get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. Knox Orthopedics, appointments available in West Plains and Mountain Home.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
I want to say thank you to all folks that have been congratulating me today. They just made the announcement again here from the press box. Thank you, Michael Libby, but you can stop now. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right, Thayer Bobcats with a 33-0 lead. Adam, what do you think we see here in the second half? And, you know, Thayer's coming off of a loss. They open the SCA season next week. I don't know that this team is where Coach Billy Weber wants it to be yet. I think the starters play at least another quarter before we start seeing a lot of subs in this game.
Yeah, I agree to that. And, you know, last week, one of the reasons I think we ultimately lost is we got a little gassed.
Yeah.
And we've got, you know, it's a smaller team this year. There's only 28 of them. We're used to having 35, 36.
Right.
There's a lot of kids playing both ways on this team.
Yeah, and there are some that never leave the field.
Right. And I'm not sure what's going on here. But
we were lined up on the wrong end.
We're receiving the ball again.
No, we shouldn't be receiving the ball again.
No, because we received the...
We received the start. We should be kicking off. Unless Highland decided they wanted to kick off again. We saw that last year with the Liberty Eagles Mountain View. They kicked off both halves.
But no, I think we see starters for at least a quarter.
Yeah, and maybe even more. I mean, you got to get your game legs under you. And you know, this is the kind of game, and Highland is going to kick off again. I do not understand this at all.
You got to get that ball back. You're down 33-10.
Yeah, I do not understand this at all. Highland kicked off to start the game, and they're going to kick off again to start the second half. I do not understand that whatsoever.
Big Hayden Lindsay got it teed up, 6'1", 277.
Yeah, we're number 64 for a reason. That's the biggest uniform they had. All right, here we go. Bobcats with three backs deep to receive. Grimes back there. Here's the kick going to go to the short man. That is Spencer at the 31-yard line to the 35. Turns it up to the 40, still on his feet, and up to about the 44-yard line. Nice return by Mark Spencer. And the Thayer Bobcats will have it. Great field position to start the second half, and I do not understand. Remind me to ask Coach Weber about that.
Yeah, because that's the second time we've seen that now.
Yeah. Thayer receiving the kick both halves. So Thayer with a first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Landry Pitt still in there at quarterback. Jackson and Griffin Wilson will be the backs in the backfield. And it'll be Lane Grimes going wide to the far side. And Eric Seimer wide to the near side. Seimer's had a nice catch in the first half. Thayer running the first play. A little Statue of Liberty. Handed off to Jackson Willison. You know, that's Griffin. Griffin's across the 50 to the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. Griffin Willison with 14 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Well, just like that, Thayer doing nothing fancy. A little delay handoff to the fullback. Jackson Willison running right up in the middle. Griffin Willison. I should just say Willison.
Yeah, it'd be easier.
Or call them by their first names. Jackson and Griffin in the backfield again. Split backs, double tight set. Landry Pitts up under center. Long signal count. Going to hand the ball off to Jackson Willison running up in the middle. Breaks the tackle. He's to the 35 and across the 35 to the 33-yard line before he's brought down. That's going to be close to a first down. And they say it is a first down. That'll be a 10-yard pickup for Jackson Willison right up the gut. Or the Thayer Bobcats. Well, nothing fancy on the first two plays. And the Bobcats with a pair of first three plays. And the Bobcats with a pair of first downs already in the second half.
Nope, that's first two plays.
That's the first two?
First two plays.
Oh, that's right.
Two first downs.
Wow. So Thayer eating it up in big chunks here to start the second half. Another first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Double wide set, eye backs. There's a pitch to Jackson Willison. Got a good block on the end. Cuts it back to the other side. Oh, that was a bad mistake. He gets brought down to the backfield.
Joe Child with the tackle.
Yeah, nice play there by the Highland Rebels. Young man stayed home, and he made the play for about a two-yard loss. Jackson should have just tucked and run that one on up into the line. He tried to change direction. That is hard to do. Had a good discipline play by the defensive tackle there. Staying home and making the play for Highland.
And he's played really well tonight.
He has. Third down and 12 for the Thayer Bobcats. Grimes going wide to the far side. Simers wide to the near side. Split backs, double tight set. Here's the pitch going to Jackson Willison. Got behind the blocker. He's inside the 30 and driven out of bounds at about the 28-yard line. He'll get about half of what they needed for the first down, maybe a little more. It was second down and 12, and it's now going to be third down and 4. So about 8 yards on the pickup for Jackson Willison, who is closing in on a 100-yard game already.
That gave him 98 yards on 14 carries.
98 yards, had 154 last week in the loss to Hayti. Had close to 1,300 yards rushing last year as a junior.
I believe so.
Third down and 4. With 9:40 to go in the third quarter, Thayer methodically marching this thing down the field. Here's the quarterback option. Landry Pitts going to cut it up inside a blocker. He's down to the 25, 15-yard line for a first down. They'll mark him down to 17. That'll be about a 10, 11-yard pickup for Landry Pitts running the quarterback option. Decided to keep it. Made a good cut. Landry's a little faster than we give him credit for.
Yeah, he doesn't show it off often, but when he does, man, is he fast.
When he gets scared, he runs real fast. Well, there we go. Bobcats inside the 20. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone with a first and 10 brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Bobcats, they've come out in this split backfield every play this drive. Landry Pitts again up under center. Gives it to his big fullback running up in the middle. He's going to carry the pile down inside the 15 to about the 13-yard line. It'll be marked down there after about another 4 or 5 yard pickup. That was Griffin Willison, the big fullback, carrying it right up the middle. It'll be a second down and 6 after a 4-yard gain. 8:47 to go. It's about time to take one in the air.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to say that. As they're getting the play in the huddle, it looks like the receiving core is snapping their helmets back up.
Yeah. Lane Grimes going wide right. Simers wide to the near side. Bobcats in the power I formation this time. Tight ends on the far side of the field. Landry up under center, turns, gives a ball up right up the middle to Jackson Willison. Jackson's going to be hit at the line, driven backwards. But he'll pick up about a yard, going to bring up a third down and about 5.
Joe Chopper.
For the Bobcat offense. Was that him again?
That was him again.
Young man playing a good ball game defensively. Joe Child, number 65. 8 minutes to go. Thayer on a four-minute drive so far. They're in the Community First Banking Company red zone of the Highland Rebels. Thayer leading 33-0 if you've just joined us. It was all Thayer in the first half with 33 points on the board. This was the first possession of the second half. And the Williston boys in that backfield again in a split back formation on a third down and five. Landry pits up under center turn, pitches it to Jackson, trying to run to the outside, now cuts it back inside, got a first down, down to the five-yard line. Jackson Williston with a nice run, and looks like picked up about 7 yards, and plenty for the first down. It'll be first and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats with 7:32 to go in the third quarter. Jackson is so good at taking that ball outside and cutting it back in against the grain.
Yeah, and he doesn't miss a step when he does it. A lot of guys will have a little stutter step when they go to do it, and he just does it in stride.
Yeah, he just plants and goes. 7:19 to play in the half. Thayer with the first and goal to go from about the 7 or 8 yard line. Split backs again. Bobcats run it. Option left. Hand off to Griffin Willison. He dives toward the end zone. Touchdown, Griffin Willison. Griffin Willison scores his third touchdown of the night. An 8 yard touchdown run on a first and goal to go. And with 7:07 to go in the third quarter, Thayer now leads it 39-0. Over the Highland Rebels with the extra points still to come. That's vintage Thayer Bobcat football right there. Take a kickoff and drive it down the field. A five-minute drive to open the second half. And I still don't know why Highland kicked the ball off to us. Thayer going to get Zach Jones in there, giving a chance to make it 40-0. There's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. This one looks good. Yeah, right down the middle. Extra point is good for Zach Jones, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it over the Highland Rebels 40-0. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field where the Thayer Bobcats are having a field day in their home opener. They lead the Highland Rebels here 40-0. We've still got 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thayer's sending the kickoff unit onto the field right now. Yeah, Bobcat coaches, we of course always mention Coach Billy Weber, but let's say a good job done tonight planning for this one. Zach Steed, Briar Hancock, and of course the legend, the Hall of Famer, 90 years young, Coach Dave Meek, down on the Bobcat sideline, got that towel around his neck.
I think it's only his third season.
Yeah, he's pacing the sidelines like we're down.
Yeah.
Never, and Coach Meek was around here for a long time and has been back around here for a long time. Never comfortable till the final whistle blows.
Because every play is designed to score a touchdown.
That's exactly right. Here the kickoff, taken at the 20-yard line, out to the 30-yard line, and to the 34. Ball carrier brought down right there. And it'll be pretty good field position for the Highland Rebels. Brought down by Mark Spencer of the Thayer Bobcats. And here comes Mean Austin Green there to help out. And Highland will bring out the offense for the first time in the second half with 6:45 to go and a clock running here in the third quarter. Highland will have their starting quarterback and backfield back out there. Wyatt Goodman, the senior quarterback. Warren Burton, senior running back. And the sophomore fullback, Peyton Inlow. Inlow has not handled it much here tonight. Burton having a pretty good night. First and 10, Highland. Bobcats jumping in the neutral zone. And we're going to get a 5 yard pickup here for the Highland Rebels. Offsides on the defense. So Highland gains 5 yards without snapping the football.
Getting a few of the younger guys in there.
Mikhail Craig's out there on the defensive line. Mikhail, you know, played a lot down the stretch for the Bobcats last year on that defensive line.
Yeah, he did.
He's out there now. Along with Nicholson and Peyton Mills. First and 5 for Highland. Got a man coming in motion. He's to the tailback. That is Burton. Burton gets the line, and there's nowhere else to go. That's a nice play. That's Mikhail Cray knifing in there. Got a hand on him, along with the interior line of the Thayer Bobcat defense. Good play. Austin Green comes up from his linebacker spot to make a hit. It'll be second down and about four. It's a short four, long three for the Highland Rebels on second down here. Wade Goodman, senior quarterback, 5'8", 155 pounds, a left-hander, throws a pretty good ball.
He does.
But they haven't had a whole lot of opportunity to complete any tonight, thanks to the Bobcat pass defense.
It's been impressive tonight.
Second down and long three. Highland going to give it to Burton. Burton run up in the middle. He's got a first down. Breaks a tackle. Still on his feet across midfield. Down to the 40. Still fighting. Down to the 32-yard line. What a run. Tackle finally made there by the Thayer Bobcats, Rowan Spencer. But not for a 29. Nice 29-yard run for Warren Burton, the tailback for the Highland Rebels.
And he was hit four or five times.
He was. Showed good balance on that play. Great balance, as a matter of fact. Finally brought down at the 30-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. So Highland with it, first and 10. A lot of the Bobcat subs are in the game right now on defense. Jackson Willison's on the sideline. Here's a give to Burton again, carrying up the rest. This time it's Inlow, the fullback. Nowhere to go, and the quarterback is down on the play. He took a shot from a Bobcat defender just as he handed the ball off, and Inlow, the fullback, will get no gain on the play. Second down and 10 here for Highland. Looking out there, a lot of subs in there, linebacker for the Bobcats. And defensive end, we got Landry Pitts on the sideline, Jackson Willison on the sideline, Zach Jones not in there right now.
Magnuson on the sideline.
Magnuson on the sideline, the other defensive end. So they're getting a lot of subs out there, and this is valuable playing time for some of these young players.
There just ain't nothing like those Friday night lights.
That's exactly right. Second down and 10 for the Highland Rebels. They pitch it to Burton, running over the left side. Bobcats hit him in the backfield. He fights out of a tackle. Finally going to be game tackle on the far side. He'll pick up a couple on the play, and a good defensive play there to slow him down in the backfield just as he took the pitch. That'll make it third down and 8. Thayer sending number 64 into the ball game. That is Brady Justice.
Bobby Sanchez checking in.
Eric Seimer coming out of the game. Who else came out? Dalton Nicholson?
Yeah,
Nicholson came out of the game. Third down and 8 for the Highland Rebels. Do you throw it here? I think you do. I think you challenge the Bobcat secondary here. Third down and 8 from inside the Bobcat 30-yard line. High backfield. They're going to hand it off. And oh, and a nice hit.
Bobby Sanchez
and
Peyton Mills.
Company. Peyton Mills making a stop for about a yard loss. It's going to bring up a four. Well, actually, to give him forward progress to the line. It is fourth and 8 for the Highland Rebels. So it's their Bobcat defense, which has got a lot of second unit players out there right now. They're looking to get a stop here and get the ball back with 2:53 to go in the third quarter. They're leading 40-0. I got to admit, I did not see this coming.
No.
I thought it'd be a better ball game. Highland put 40 points on Walnut Ridge last week in a win. There comes Highland. Goodman rolling to his left, looking to throw, looking downfield, throws it over the middle, passes.
Deflected.
Almost intercepted. It is incomplete. Was that Griffin? Griffin Willison back there on the coverage, and the Highland Rebels will turn it over on downs as the pass falls incomplete. And I don't think it would have been enough for a first down anyway.
Yep. You know, Thayer has a sticker program for every stat you get as a football player. You get a
sticker. Get a sticker on your helmet, right?
And the whole team gets a sticker if it's a shutout.
Oh, really?
That is why sometimes when these younger guys get in there, they play so much harder. It's not about getting playing time.
They want a sticker.
You want the sticker, and you don't want to be the guy that gave up the touchdown.
I got you.
That got the whole team to where they didn't get the sticker.
All right, we're going to have a timeout here. They're going to stop the clock. I think we're going to have a water break. All right, 1:52 to go in the third quarter. We got a water break. Let's take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit laurenallenllc.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats have held the Highland Rebels on a fourth down and have the football first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. We're coming back from a water break here. The officials were actually running under the turbo clock already. And Thayer's got some of the second unit guys out there offensively. Lane Grimes wide to the near side. Landry Pitts still in there, quarterback. Bobcats in the split backfield. Tight end on the near side. They're going to run it to the left side. And out to the 30-yard line, about a 3-yard pickup there for who was that carrying the ball? Because I think it brought new backs in the game.
88.
Number 88 for the Thayer Bobcats on the carry. That is Nick Gorham. Nick Gorham getting a chance to run a little in the backfield here tonight. And Mark Spencer back there in the Bobcat backfield as well. So Thayer Bobcats here. I got some second unit players out there mixed with the starters. And I think that's a good thing. Be second down at about 7 yards to go. Thayer leads it 40-0. We're down to the final minute of the third quarter. Man, wide to the far side, wide to the near side. Landry Pitts with the eye backs behind him. They turn, give it to Spencer. Spencer cuts it up in the middle, dives ahead to the 33-yard line. That'll pick up just a couple on the play, actually about three. Make it a third down and four for the Thayer Bobcats. Third down and four for the Thayer Bobcats. We're down under a minute to go in the third quarter, 48 seconds. Thayer will have to run one more play before we get to the end of the third. Our game tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat Boosters, like the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Grimes wide right. Number nine, Rowan Spencer wide near side. Split back behind Landry Pitts. Landry turns, pitches it to Spencer. Spencer getting to the outside, cuts it up the sideline, got a first down, and knocked out of bounds at about the 42-yard line. Mark Spencer, number one, a Bobcat sophomore, will pick up about 10 yards on the play and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Like to see that.
And he delivered a hit at the end of that.
He did. This young man's a player, just a sophomore. Still learning the offense and some of those kind of things, but he is the kind of player that can really make an impact as you get late in the year after he gets some time under his belt. First and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats, and that's going to end our third quarter. Our score, 40-0. Thayer Bobcats lead the Highland Rebels. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
We see the potential of what you can do right here in West Plains, of the business you're growing, the home you're buying, and the family you're raising. That's why we're growing with you. Visit our new Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard and see all the ways we offer flexible solutions that fit you. Whether it's Alton, Thayer, West Plains, or any area we serve, we're invested in your success. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And here we go with our fourth quarter. Thayer Bobcats run their first play on a first and 10 from their own 42-yard line in the back down in the backfield. That was Gorham on the carry for Thayer. He'll lose a couple of yards on that play. And my phone is blowing up, people, with congratulations. Thank you very much. Everybody that's sending me congratulations. Some updates on some scores. We'll have all these for you after the ball game on the Shelter Insurance postgame report. But Fairgrove now leading Liberty 20-8. That game at halftime. Thayer and Liberty will play right here next Friday night at Lewis Bosman Field. Second down at about 12 yards to go. Bobcats in the split backs. Got him in wide to the near side. Pitts is still in there, quarterback. And now Highland jumps off sides. No, that is not Pitts in there, quarterback. No, it's still left. Yeah, Landry's still in there, quarterback. So Thayer still with a few of the starters in and mixing in some of the second unit guys. Gorham and The Bobcats in the backfield.
Spencer.
Spencer's back there.
Both Spencer boys are out
Yeah,
there.
Rowan is the wide out to the near side. Simer's wide out there playing two. And Simer coming to the near side. And Rowan going to the far side. Went back behind Landry Pitts. Second down at about five, or actually about seven here, for the Thayer Bobcats. At their own 45-yard line, they pitch it to Spencer. Spencer trying to get outside. He got a blocker in front. He's out to the 50-yard line and brought down. Five-yard pickup for Mark Spencer of the Thayer Bobcats. This Thayer Bobcat junior varsity team got a win on Monday, their first game of the year. They beat Mountain Grove at Mountain Grove 6-0.
It is always hard to win at Mountain Grove.
It is. It is. And, of course, Thayer went up there. I think they only had 14 kids.
Really?
Yeah, they went up there and won 6-0 over Mountain Grove at Mountain Grove. All right, we go. Third down. Third down and a short two for the Thayer Bobcats. Got to get it to about the 48. And the ball rests inside the 50-yard line. 49.5, we'll call it, with 10:21 to go in the ball game. Landry Pitts still in there, quarterback. A turn, going to hand it off up in the middle to Spencer. Spencer's going to get a first down to the 47-yard line. Mark Spencer needed two, got three, and the Bobcats will convert. And another Bobcat first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains.
Now you'll see the rest of the younger guys go in there.
Yeah, a lot of the young guys coming out, all the starters coming out of the game. And Thayer with a first and 10 with 9:48 to go. And a big round of applause for the Thayer Bobcat starters tonight as they have come home and played extremely well here at Lewis-Bosman Field. 40-0, Thayer with the lead. Here is Prince in at quarterback. He hands off to a Spencer. Spencer breaks one over the middle down to the 40-yard line. 7-yard pickup for Mark Spencer, getting some valuable playing time on a Friday night here for the Thayer Bobcats, the young sophomore running back. He'll pick up about 6 yards on the play, second down and four. Of course, we're playing under the turbo clock here. Brandon Prince, just a freshman, number 17, 5'11", 150 pounds. He's the young man who is going to inherit the quarterback duties a year from now, the way things look right now. Second down and four for the Thayer Bobcats. Gorham and Spencer in the backfield. Prince going to give it to Gorham, running over the middle. He spins down to about the 38. And needed about four, going to pick up about 2.5. Now Mikhail Cray checking into the ballgame. He'll go in place of Gorham. Nick Gorham, a junior, 5'11", 160-pounder. Mikhail Cray, the senior, checking in at running back, 5'10", 210-pound. He just looks like a fullback. He is a stout young man. That's exactly right. Third down and one for the Thayer Bobcats there in the split back formation behind Prince. Freshman quarterback going to give it. No, going to keep it on the option. Pitch it to Spencer. Spencer going to get back to about the line of scrimmage. Good defensive play out there by Highland. Number 26 coming up to make the stop. That is Gabe Pratt, a sophomore. And Highland as well with some of their subs in, but they've got a lot of their starting defenders out there. So Thayer Bobcats now the fourth down and 2 yards to go. And they will go for it here at the Highland 38-yard line, 7:55 to go in the ball game. This Prince kid throws a pretty ball.
He really does. I was getting ready to say that a minute ago.
He's in shotgun here.
Nope.
No, he's not. He's up under center. They got the power tee. They're going to pitch it to Spencer. Spencer needs 2 yards, and he's got it.
Through it.
Powered through a tackle. In fact, that was Burton out there trying to make the tackle, and Spencer. Ooh, they're going to not give him. They're not giving him a very good spot here. They're going to spot him down at the 37-yard line. The officials are going to have to bring on the chains. I don't think he got it.
I don't either. Not with that spot.
No, that was a tough spot right there. I thought he had at least another yard on that play. Well, needed two, got two, but I don't know if he got all of the two that he needed for the first down.
Short two.
He needed a long two, got a short two. So with 7:31 to go in the ball game, let's get a quick. Mike, have you got a quick update on some of the games around the area for us?
Yeah, sorry, Mike. West Plains at the half leading Hillcrest 56-7. Liberty Trails Fair Grove 20-8. Marionville over Willow Springs 14-0. It's Ashgrove over Kabul 20-6. And Ava leading Humboldt 45-0. And Mountain Home and Harrison tied at 14 there at the half.
All right, so good ball games going on. And, I got another thank you. My phone's still blowing up. about this 40-year thing.
It's a big
I'm
deal.
I'm not that old. So we're going to get a water break here at Lewis Bosman Field. It was not enough for the first down as they brought out the chain. Just missed it by about 6 inches. So that's we're going to take a water break. All right, 7:31 to play in the game. Thayer leading Highland, Arkansas by a score of 40-0. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Well, no, looks like Highland's ready to go. So we will not break away. We'll say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat sponsors, like Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley and Thayer, Moart Stockyard, Knox Orthopedic and Mountain Home and West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Lauren Perkins Allen, Attorney at Law, and State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer. Bobcats got the second unit defense out there now. And again, valuable playing time on Friday night. And here come the Highland Rebels. And they got a lot of fresh jerseys out there, too. Got a new quarterback. We'll check that number here in a moment. No, that's the starter. The quarterback, he hands off to a number 8. He's looking up the right sideline. Boy, he's got some speed. Bobcats will corral him, but not until about an 11-yard gain. Number 8, Jaden Henderson. A sophomore with a good run, 11 yards, and a first down for the Highland Rebels. For the Highland Rebels, I don't know, three, four first downs for the entire game?
That makes number 4.
First down, number 4. Dominating performance by the Thayer Bobcats on both sides of the ball here tonight at Lewis Bosman. Stay tuned for the Shelter Insurance and Direckman postgame report. We're going to talk with Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats. Here's Goodman handing it off. Got it to same back. He weaves his way up the field, gets across the 50 to the 45, 42-yard line. Number 8, Jaden Henderson.
Like they'll give him about 9.
Yep, looks like 9 yards on the pickup. It'll bring up a second down and 1. And we're down to 6:38 to go. Highland does not want to get shut out.
Nope.
They do not want to get shut out.
I believe they have the right back in there. He's got 20 yards on 2 carries.
Yeah. Well, and the Bobcats with a JV defense out there. Highland still a lot of their starters out there on offense. Quarterback is still there. That is Wyatt Goodman. Number 9 got the eye back behind him. Going to give it again to Henderson. Henderson got the first down. More. Oh, Bobcat, bring him down from behind. Good tackle there by the Thayer Bobcat. But not before Henderson picks up another, 10 yards?
Yep.
About 10 yards on that carry down inside the 35 to the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10. Highland Rebels with 6 minutes to go.
That was Brandon Prince with the tackle.
Prince, young man who's also playing quarterback. Yeah. The freshman out there playing defense tonight as well. First and 10, Highland. Goodman got a lone setback. 3 receivers in a bunch on the near side. They pitch it to Henderson, trying to get outside. It was a hold, no call. Henderson cuts it to the outside to the 20. It's a foot race to the end zone, and Henderson's going to win. He scores a touchdown for the Highland Rebels.
34.
On a 34-yard touchdown run. So Highland, with their first score of the night, Henderson will go 44 yards for the touchdown. And Highland gets on the board with 5:32 to play in the football game. That makes it 40-6. And that will turn off the turbo clock as well.
Yes, it will.
So 5:32 to go in the football game. Highland here going to go for 2 on the extra point. Goodman, the quarterback, up under center. Turn, pitches it to Henderson, running over the right side. Got a good kick out block and a wide open run to the end zone for the touchdown. Bobcat defender out there just got buried.
Really good block by Peyton.
It was. That was a good block and a good play. Good design play for Highland. And that makes it 40-8. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. 5:32 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
And we're still waiting the Highland Rebel kickoff team to come on the field. 5:32 to play in the ball game. Thayer got this one well in hand, leading 40-8. Highland just drove the length of the field with their JV Well, the backup running backs anyway, and the Henderson kid, Adam, looked really good.
He is fast.
He is extremely fast.
Going around people.
Just a sophomore, and he had a 44-yard touchdown run against the Thayer JV defense. So Highland set to kick it off here. And it's a low line drive kick going to be fielded by Mark Spencer back around the 15-yard line looking for a little wedge. And if he beats this guy, he might go. Nope, they got the defense. Oh, he's still on his feet to the 40, to the 50. And he's going to go for a touchdown. Mark Spencer with an 85-yard touchdown return.
That boy's fast.
Wow. Man, oh, man. 85 yards on the kickoff return. Great blocking downfield, and the Thayer Bobcats put six more on the board. They lead it 46-8. And that wasn't even the first unit kickoff return.
No.
But Spencer flew down that sideline.
They were having trouble figuring out where the personnel was supposed to be.
Yeah. And he went from the far side of the field all the way to the near side. That'll go as an 85-yard kickoff return.
He ran it 85 yards, or it goes down as 85 yards, but he
came 30 yards across the field. Yeah, came 30 yards across the field, caught that one on the far hash mark, and scored on the near pylon. Great kickoff return by Mark Spencer for the Thayer Bobcats.
You get a couple blocks, outrun a few people, and that's what happens.
Well, and he didn't go untouched. He had to get away from a few. Thayer going to go for two here with the backups on the field for the two-point conversion. Prince on the quarterback keeper, trying to go up the middle. That will go nowhere, so the two-point conversion is no good. Our score remains 46-8. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Highland Rebels with 5:16 to go in the game. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcat crowd had gotten a little bit quiet as the game was well in hand. There was a lot of visiting going on, and Mark Spencer just ignited the crowd again with an 85-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Man, that was impressive.
That was a nice-looking play, and you know, they kind of got him in a bunch right there around the 50, and he just slipped out of it, and then it was no contest. And Spencer goes for an 85-yard touchdown run for the Thayer Bobcats. Now Thayer to kick it off, and it'll be a little squib kick. Going to be recovered by the Highland Rebels at about the 48-yard line. Well, Thayer still the second unit out there, and it'll be the second unit defense. Highland Rebels will come back out, and with it 46-8, we should have the turbo clock back on, so they'll wind the clock here. Highland going to have 5 minutes and 14 seconds to try and put some more points on the board here tonight. Stay tuned. Coming up, the Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame report. We'll be naming the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Bobcat Player of the Game. Thayer has scored 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 touchdowns tonight. That is $350 for the kids of St. Jude. Here's Henderson from Highland. He breaks another one to the outside. He's at a 35-30. Spencer catches him down around the 15-yard line and drags him down from behind. Mark Spencer, the only thing between Henderson and a touchdown. And the Highland Rebels have found something with this sophomore.
About 36 yards on that.
36 yards on the run, and a first down for the Highland Rebels. And they'll have it down inside the 20-yard line. They mark him down officially. They're right about the 15. Right on the 15-yard line. Clock running 4:40 to go. Bobcat JV defense not putting up much resistance here when the Henderson kid got the ball. He is quick.
He's got 110 yards on the night.
They give it to the fullback. This time running up in the middle. He breaks the tackle. Gets down inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line. That was number 88. That is Inlow. Or number, well, not 88. 48, Peyton Inlow, who is the starting fullback, by the way. So Highland still with some starters out there. Their starting quarterback still out there. Their offensive line is still out there. Fair with the JV and JV plus them out on the field. Trying to get a stop here. Second down and 2. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Highland looking for their second touchdown of the night. a turn. Give it to Henderson. Henderson trying to get to the outside. Catch it back at a 5-yard line into the end zone for a touchdown. Highland Rebels. That'll go as an 8-yard touchdown run for Henderson. For Highland. And he's well over 100 yards already in the game. He's only played the second half.
Yeah, he's got 6 carries on 118 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Wow.
In a matter of a quarter.
Wow. And that will stop the that will stop the turbo clock again with 3:50 to play in the football game. Makes it a 46-14 game. Game that in all was over at half.
Yeah.
At 40, well, actually 33 to nothing at halftime. But when it got to 40 to nothing, this game was over. Here's Henderson again going right side into the end zone. Touchdown. Or a 2-point conversion good for the Highland Rebels. And that makes it 46-16. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Highland Rebels. We'll take a timeout, back with another kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back after a timeout. Highland Rebels have just scored their second touchdown. Both of them have come here in the fourth quarter against the Thayer Bobcat JV. And 2-point conversion good, so it is now 46-16. Last time Highland scored, they kicked off. Mark Spencer took it back 85 yards for a touchdown. Well, we're looking for some updates on some of the other scores going on around the region. We'll, of course, have all those for you coming up on the Shelter Insurance postgame report brought to you by Andrew Ekman. And this time it's going to be a squib kick, and it is not going to go the required 10 yards. Oh, and Highland touched it. You can't touch that ball over there. Thayer should get this ball in great field position. And with 3:50 to go, Thayer will send the JV offense back out on the field. They're going to give it to Thayer right there where it was touched at the 47-yard line. So Thayer going to have pretty good field position here. Can the JV turn one on? Actually put it down to 46. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. The freshman, Prince, back out there at quarterback for Thayer. He's got Gorham and Spencer in the backfield. Gorham the junior, Spencer the sophomore. Got a man wide to the near side. One wide to the far side, tight end on the near side. We haven't seen Prince throw it and probably won't. Highland still with their starters out there on defense. Here's a gift to Spencer. Spencer trying to get to the outside and with a stiff arm gets a little bit of room and going to pick up about 2 yards before he's taken out of bounds. And, oh, that's got to be a penalty on Highland. They just threw him down about 10 yards out of bounds. No penalty flag, and I think actually the defender was trying to hold him up.
I think so, too.
The way it looked.
Because he was right there to help him back up.
Yeah, he was right there.
If you're going to throw him down, you're not going to help him back up.
Yeah, nothing flagrant on that, so no penalty flag. It'll be second down and 8 yards to go after a 2-yard gain by Mark Spencer. We're going to have to name the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat Player of the Game after this one's over tonight. So be thinking about that. A lot of folks to pick from tonight for Thayer. And the Bobcats, they give it to Spencer, this time running over the left side, cuts it back up inside, and going to pick up a yard, maybe two. Spencer getting some extended time here with the varsity tonight on Friday night. Guess what the young man needs. Gets up a little bit slow after that one, though. He's taking a couple of shots. And just a sophomore. Third down and about 7 yards to go.
One of the guys that sends us scores from various games just messaged me and said, to go with your historical 40 years, Dad, Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys and 9-5 by Dolly Parton were topping the charts back then.
Well, very good. Third down is 7. Prince for the Bobcats. Oh, fumbles the snap, and the Highland Rebels have recovered at the 44-yard line. And that'll be the first turnover of the game against the Thayer Bobcats.
Yep, it will.
Thayer had a couple last week against Hayti, and this one will come with 2:49 to go in the game. Is Henderson going back out there? He is. The speedster for Highland, the sophomore, going back out. All right, some of the Some of the scores around, getting a note here. Number two, West Plains is leading Hillcrest 56-7. Senior quarterback Dagan Kinslow and senior running back Connor Lair, each with a first half hat trick. Both scored three touchdowns.
That's impressive.
That is. First and 10 Island. Goodman still out there, gives the ball to Henderson. Henderson's going to be brought down at about the 48-yard line. He slipped down more than anything. Getting credit for the tackle. Number 79 for the Thayer Bobcats. That is Michael Kelly. Well, Michael Kelly.
Freshman Michael Kelly.
A lot of youngsters out there for the Thayer Bobcats right now. So Kelly will get the tackle. 7-yard pickup for Henderson on the play. Marionville now leads Willow Springs 22-0. Willow Springs, of course, in the SCA. Marionville's in the Bobcat District. Second down and long three. Here's the gift to the fullback, and he's going to carry a tackler for a first down and more down to about the 41-yard line.
It was in low with the carry.
Was it in low?
Yep.
Well, in low with the pickup. He's the starting fullback. Still out there playing. And a first down for the Highland Rebels. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Highland on the move again. You know the starters are cheering for the defense to get a stop here. They don't want to give up three touchdowns.
No. Not after that kind of game.
No, not after just completely dominating the first half. Ava leads Humboldt out of Kansas 45-0. That game is now over. First and 10. Henderson takes the handoff. He's hit in the backfield, breaks that tackle, breaks another. Oh, did he get smacked right in the face at about the 37-yard line. The sophomore, I mean, he was dragging a Bobcat defender, and I didn't see, was it Spencer? Yeah, it was. Spencer came up and just smacked him right in the face mask. That'll make it second down and 5. Henderson with 5 more yards on the carry. Did Jackson Willison get to 100 yards tonight?
Yes, he ended up with 106 yards on 16 carries. And right. But he only had one touchdown because Brother Griffin had all the touchdowns.
Yeah, Griffin had all the touchdowns. Second down and 5 for Highland. We're down to 1 minute to play in the game. Here's a pitch to Henderson. Henderson hit in the backfield, gets away from that tackler, cuts it upfield, and breaks another. Finally, Bobcats will make the tackle. That is Prince, number 17, got a shoulder into his midsection and makes the tackle at the 24-yard line. That's another first down for the Highland Rebels. And we're down under a minute to play in the ballgame. Thayer Bobcat crowd will feel good about this one. They are a dominating win over the Highland Rebels here tonight at Lewis Bosman Field. The Bobcats will be right back here again next Friday night as they will tangle with their biggest rival, the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty, who are getting beat tonight by Fair Grove. So, you know, they'll be hungry for a victory. Here's number 48 on the carry for Highland right up the middle. That is Peyton Inlow, and he picks up only a couple of yards on the play. We're down to 30 seconds to go, so Highland looks like about time for one more play. And I'll give Coach Wiggins some credit over there because he just ran that ball up in the middle, did not give it to Henderson, I think, just to get this one over with.
Yeah, I would agree to that.
He was thinking, you know what, they deserve to get to brag on a victory a little bit. And we're down to 10 seconds. Now, oh, they give it to Henderson now, running outside. Bobcats need to stop him here. They get a hand on him, and they'll bring him down with 4 seconds left on the clock. Not before he picks up about 10 yards. And that play will, well, no, the clock will stop on the first down. But they'll wind it when the play gets started. Jake McFan, another Bobcat freshman, checking into the ball game. Number 77. Folks, listen to this. Jake McFan. 6'2", 225, or 215, a freshman.
And you better look out.
And there's
He's got a brother.
He's got a twin brother that's the same size. And there's the buzzer to end the game. Our score, 46-16. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Highland Rebels here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. Bobcats even their record on the year at 1-1. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your shelter insurance postgame report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Let the doctor inspect your car, truck, or SUV on a regular basis to keep major problems to a minimum. Car Doctor 2, just north of Thayer, has trained hands and knowledge to keep things working like they should. A regular oil change, tire inspection, and service job can pay for themselves in the long run. Should you need minor or major repair, trailer repair, alignment, or new tires, the Car Doctor 2 is where you should go. They now have the equipment to fix AC problems for old and new Freon systems. The Car Doctor 2 on North Highway 63 in Thayer.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats!
Each office independently owned and operated.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we are back here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer with the Thayer Bobcats that finished off the Highland Rebels tonight. Final score 46-16. And folks, this one was all Thayer Bobcats from the outset. Thayer took the opening kick and they went on a 5-minute drive. Vintage Thayer Bobcat football. They scored the first touchdown of the game with it was a 3-minute drive. 9:57 to go. It was Landry Pitts on a 21-yard run running the quarterback option. 2-point conversion was good, and about 4 minutes into the game, Thayer led 8-0. They held Highland to a 3-and-out and then went again on another drive, and with 7:19 to go, Bobcats scored. It was Griffin Willison on a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good. That made it 14-0. That 3-yard run was set up by a 33-yard pass from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes. A beautiful play by both the quarterback and receiver. So Thayer led 14-0 at that point. They got the ball back again in the first quarter, and they made it 20-0 at the quarter break. It was Jackson Willison scoring on a 3-yard touchdown run. And the Bobcats were off and going. In the second quarter, Thayer scores two more times. 9:04 to go in the quarter. Griffin Willison, a 9-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. Thayer was up 27-0. And they go up 33-0 before the intermission with 2:11 to go. Landry Pitts will hit Jackson Willison with a 43-yard touchdown pass. First touchdown pass of the night for the Thayer Bobcats, and the only touchdown pass of the night. Jackson Willison actually ran that ball 20 yards after the catch for the TD. It was 33-0 at halftime. In the third quarter, Thayer scored the only touchdown of the quarter. It was Griffin Willison, an 8-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. Made it 40-0 with 7:07 to play in the third quarter. In the fourth quarter, the Highland Rebels get a couple of touchdowns. There are only two. One came with 5:32 to go in the game. It was Henderson, a young sophomore tailback, in there playing as the JVs from both sides kind of wrapped this one up. Henderson broke loose on a 44-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. 2-point conversion. That made it 40-8. And then Thayer ran back the ensuing kickoff, 85 yards for a touchdown. Mark Spencer on the touchdown return, 46-8 to score at that point. And then Highland scored just a few moments later. Henderson, after a couple of long runs, broke one for 8 yards in the touchdown. 2-point conversion was good. That made it 46-16. And that ends up being your final score. Thayer Bobcats win this one in dominating fashion. And they go to 1-1. On the year, Highland Rebels also now 1-1 on the season. Thayer Bobcats will be right back here at Lewis Bosman Field next Friday night. Take on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. Statman Adams been working on the stats, and we'll have those for you here in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Eckman in West Plains. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
you own a business, Community First wants to be your banker. Your personal banker will work with you confidentially one-on-one to set up a business checking account that's just right for you. They know cash flow issues are as unique as business owners. Why not make sure you're getting the best advice possible? Keep your money working for you with Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Hi, this is Taylor Grewball with Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. We have a new goal we're trying to reach before the end of September, so we have our rock-bottom prices in all the vehicle windows. The best price just got better. These vehicles will not last, so stop by today. Do not delay to get great buys from nice guys.
Find new roads today.
It's where to go and buy your car. In service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at Lewis Bosman Field. Statman Adam's been feverishly working on the final stats, and there's a lot of them. And we got Billy Weber standing by here. He'll join us in a moment to talk about this Thayer Bobcat victory, 46-16 over the Highland Rebels. So, Adam, what have we got for tonight?
We got a lot of stats. We'll just start with the Highland Rebels. Altogether, rushing-wise, they had 244 yards with 9 first downs.
And almost all of that in the fourth quarter.
A majority of it, yes. 153 of it came from Jaden Henderson. He had 153 carries, or 153 yards on 10 carries, most of that in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
In low, the fullback, he had 20 yards on 5 carries. Wyatt Goodman had negative 3 yards on 4 carries. And Burton had 74 yards on 15 carries. Passing-wise, they were 1 for 8 with 2 yards. That brings them to 246 yards total with 2 touchdowns all in the fourth quarter and 9 first downs. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcat side, and my stat sheet got a little crazy, so pardon me if I mess up a little bit. But altogether, they only had 222 yards of total rushing offense, 11 first downs with 5 touchdowns. Jackson Willison had 106 yards on 16 carries. Landry Pitts had 35 yards on 3 carries. 45 yards and 3 touchdowns for Griffin Willison on 7 carries. Lane Grimes had 11 yards on 2 carries. Eric Seimer had a negative 4 on 1 carry. Nick Gorham had 7 yards on 2 carries. And Mark Spencer came in there when the JV came in and had 32 yards on 10 carries. That'll bring, passing-wise, Landry Pitts in the first half was 5 for 6 for 118 yards. That'll bring them to 340 total yards of offense.
5 for 6 for 118.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good night.
With 1 touchdown.
That's a pretty good night. And, of course, hardly played at all in the second half. All right, so Thayer Bobcats win at 46-16. We're going to get Coach Billy Weber in here. See what he has to say about this victory tonight. 46-16 over a Highland football team that had hung 40 points on the board last week against Walnut Ridge. And, Coach, your defense came out here tonight and just absolutely dominated this game.
You know, they played awfully well right out of the gate, set the tone for the game early, and played throughout the game just extremely well with a lot of hustle.
Yeah, a lot of hustle. And a lot of the kids got to play tonight. I mean, I know they, you know, kind of mopping up in the fourth quarter, but even before that, you were able to get a lot of kids in and out.
Yeah, you know, we sprinkled some in just trying to get some guys rest there in the third And again, it's still hot, still muggy, still got a few cramps here and there. But, you know, I think that comes from the guys playing so hard, exerting themselves so much, you know, and that's one of the reasons why you get cramps. And our guys are really doing that tonight for sure.
Let's talk about the offense in the first half a little bit. You get the opening kick and you march it right down the field. I mean, vintage Bobcat football, almost all of it on the ground, score the early touchdown. Your offensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. And really, as long as the starters were out there, let's just talk first half. You guys dominated up there.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. That was from the tight end to our quick tackle, you know, because we ran weak side ice or weak side quick pitch. But because of their alignment, we did that a lot, and it was very successful. So Zach Jones, Cole Cates, Dalton Nicholson there at center, you know, those guys did a fantastic job. And then we come back, and I know we ran outside veer, toss sweep to the other side. And so, you know, Kyron and Brady and Schaefer are all doing a great job blocking on that other side.
And then when you decide you did want to throw the ball, and Landry was 5 for 6 for 118 yards, and he threw the ball extremely well tonight.
Yes, the couple balls there were, I mean, on a tee, on a rope.
Yeah.
And awfully good touch. You know, he threw that ball out to Lane early, and Lane made a good adjustment coming back to it. You know, we made a big play there as well.
All right, so, overall assessment of your game tonight, I mean, it was pretty penalty-free and, you know, just did what Bobcats like to do, take time off the clock and run the football, sprinkle a pass here and there. So, you know, if you were giving the team a grade tonight, just from what you can remember, I know you'll go watch the film and grade it out Sunday, but what would you give as a grade right now?
Oh, you know, it'd be an A+, considering the effort that we put out, the execution that we had, and then the intensity at which they played. And, you know, we did change up our defensive front a little bit with them running the ball so much.
Mm-hmm.
Guys did a good job there overall. But, you know, just real pleased with our guys, the focus we've had this week after coming off that tough game over at Hayti. It pays off whenever you focus and go to work.
Yeah, and we talked about the fact that most football teams make the most progress between week one and week two, and it was like night and day for your guys tonight.
Well, yeah, I think so. You know, they played tough over there the other night, but it did look much more polished tonight, yes.
All right, Coach, congratulations. Thank you very much. Bobcats 1-1. Got the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles coming into town next Friday. Big rivalry game, and the Eagles are going to come in because they were getting beat last we heard over at Fair Grove.
Oh, wow, wow. Yeah, they're going to play tough, though. Always a tough game. It's going to be a battle. And I want to congratulate you on your time here. Somebody kind of prodded me.
Yeah, somebody kind of leaked that one out.
I think that's even back when I was playing. So.
You were playing. I called Billy Weber over right tackle many times. And
right.
What a hit by the linebacker, Billy Weber.
Hey, thank you much, Mike. Appreciate
thank you, Coach. Billy Weber, head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, a 46-16 winner tonight over the Highland Rebels. We've got a name, the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, presented by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And we will do that right after we hear from Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, it's unanimous here in the Thayer Bobcat booth. Our Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game is the offensive line. And like Coach Billy Weber said, they played extremely well. They came out and played flawlessly, Adam. I mean, offensive penalties on the line. Nobody jumped. No holding calls. Well, we had one late in the game, but I think that was when the JV was out there. But, I mean, it was just a very clean performance. And the offensive line going to get our Player of the Game award for tonight.
Yep, anytime you rush for 222 yards, you know, everybody automatically goes to the back, especially when you've got 46 points on the board. Nobody really thinks about the offensive line. And those boys are out there every single play. There ain't no break, ever.
No, and they just did a great job tonight. So the offensive line of the Thayer Bobcats are Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. Hope you've enjoyed our Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman, your agent in West Point. It's going to wrap it up, our Thayer Bobcat football, again next Friday night here on K-Country 95. We'll be right back here, Lewis Bosman, as the Thayer Bobcats tangle with the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles. Bobcat football tonight brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, the Moart Stockyards, Knoxville Orthopedic in Mountain Home in West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer, Southern Bank in Thayer, Ozarka College, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, the Thayer Pizza Inn. Also, Century 21 Combs and Associates. I said that already. Oregon County Cars, the Thayer Pizza Inn. Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Thayer Dental Care. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains. Along with the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey. Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Shelter Insurance, and Directman of West Plains, Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, and the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. For Mike Robertson back in the studio, Statman Adam here in the booth, I'm Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time.